Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for the refuah of Chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka and Noam ben Leah, for Shalom Soch Shachal Yisrael, and for Reb Moshe Mordechai ben Avram Simcha Levi, for Shalom and Bracha Vatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem, them and their families. The pasuk says in Parashas Truma, "Vasu aron atzei shitim." You should make an aron with shitim wood. The Ramban brings from the Medrash Rabbah, "Mipnei ma b'chol hakelim k'siva v'asiso v'aron k'siva v'asu aron amar v'yuda bar shalom amar akodesh baruch hu yavo akol v'yisasku v'aron sheyisku l'torah v'esek sheyisnadiv kol echad kliza v'echad l'aron o yazer l'bitzal ezer ma'at o sheyikonu dover. Why all the kelim say v'asisa and the aron says v'asu? So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom says that Hashem said everybody should be osek in the aron. They should be zocher Torah. They should either be misnadev, a little bit of zav for the aron, or they should help Bezalel. They should all have a chelik in the aron. They bring in the name of the Griz Briskerav, who asks that the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira writes that everybody is chayiv livnos u'lesayid ba'atzmo v'memonam anashim v'nashim ken mikdash ha'midbar. Everyone's chayiv to help in the binyan abayis. So we see in the Rambam that there's a chayiv on each one to help a binyan beis ha'mikdash b'ein v'memonam b'ein b'gufam. They all have a mitzvah to help in the binyan habayis, bein b'mimonam, bein b'gufam. The Rambam b'pshitos is talking about the Mishkan and all of its kelim that are included in the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. So that's the case. In all the kelim, everybody's chayiv to help. Rambam says hakol chayavim livnos u'lesayid ba'atzmo b'mimonam. It's talking about everybody. It's talking lechor about the Mishkan and the Kalim. So what does the Medrash mean? The Medrash says they should all be Zoch and Torah because of Asuli Mikdash. It's not only in the Aron, it's in all the Kalim. So it could be that it's not difficult because Ein Hachinami, mitzad the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, everybody's chayv to help. Begufo of Mimono. But they're not chayiv with every kli. Because everything is called a mikdash. So they can just take one kli. Or one chelik of the Mishkan. But the Aron, everybody has to have a chelik in. So there's a special din in the Aron that everybody should have a chelik, mashenkein. The other parts of the Mishkan, and not everybody has to have a chelik. You have the chelik in a part of the Mishkan. But the Aron, everybody has to have a chelik in. But the Rabbi Yerucham Olshin Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, in the Kol Mehechel Torah Journal, the second volume, page 9 Gimel, offers another teretz, the Kasha of the Griz. And what's special about the Aron, according to the Medrash, according to the Rambam, every Jew has to have a chelik in the whole mikdash, not only in the Aron. And the Torah says v'asuli mikdash, and afterwards it says v'asisa shulchan v'asisa menorah v'asisa mizbeach. So why isn't each individual kli enumerated as a separate mitzvah, just like the mitzvah of v'asuli mikdash is a mitzvah? Why isn't the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach also a mitzvah? In the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag in the Minyan Parshiyos, he enumerates each one as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But b'shar monei mitzvahs, we don't find a special minyan on all the kelim. And there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban b'tam adavar. The Rambam in Shoresh Yudbeis writes, klal, that you're not enumerating parts of a mitzvah, since all the kelim are chalakim of the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, they're not going to be enumerated b'fnei atzman. That's the Rambam writes in Roy Limnos Chalkei Hamelacha Dein Roy Shem Nekol Tzivui Sheba Ve'Oso Habiur Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma Kamo Amro Vasili Mikdash Yisem Mitzvah Sesei Achatz Mikol Mitzvahs Hushiyah Lanu Bayis Muchan Yavo Eila V'Yachogu Ovo Tia Akrava Ovo Yakibus B'Moadim Vachkach Balatar Chaloka V'Chiyasa Ben Roy Shem Nekol Mashin Amar Bo Shemar Bo Vasisa Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. Rambam says that you don't enumerate chelkei mitzvah. All the kelim are part of the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. Therefore, it's not enumerated as its own mitzvah. The Ramban and Mitzvah Sesei Lamed Gimlin, as the Sagas and the Rambam writes, that he is not pleased with the words of the Rambam. The Hochshir Beinai Atam Shekasa Bo Arav Shamar Shem Chalakim Mechelkei Hamikdash. Vishena Kalim Khalik Minabatim Avalhim Shtaim Mitzvah Sain Makwat Suasu Umakrivim Bibai Safal Pishainbo Kalim. He writes that he doesn't like the Rambam, that they're all Chalaka Michalke Amikdash. Because he says it's not part of the bias. They're all not ma'akev each other. And you're ma'akev even though you're missing some of the kelim. You could be missing kelim, you're still ma'akev. So they're not an integral part of the mikdash. So don't tell me, says the Ramban, that you're not enumerating the kelim as separate mitzvahs because they're part of the mishkan. They're not. They're not ma'akev. So I'm not thrilled that the Rambam's reason, says the Ramban. The Ramban answers himself, the Shalom Nimnet. Chalokim Michelke Avoda. The Kol Chalokim Michelke Avoda, Mitzis Mimene Yisbarach, Beyaman and Marim Behem, Machin Lo Nimna, Asiyas Ashulcham, Amizbech, Vamenorib Nation, Stavenu Lassum, Lechem Lufne Hashem, Tami Vitzivo, Son of Bechsha Avoda Azos, Shulasim Oso Shulcham, Torah Kane. Shisudar Allah v'chulei, v'tzivanu yisbarach v'adlakas haner l'fanav, v'sidar lanu sh'ti adlaka kain, sh'ti adlaka zu b'menorah shel zav, mishkala v'inyana kain. So the Ramban is answering that when God tells us to make a shulchan, that's part of the mitzvah of the lechem apanim. When God is telling us to make a menorah, that's part of the mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah, and therefore they're not enumerated as separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam's answer is it's part of the mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash, and the Ramban's answer is that they're not enumerated, the kelim are not enumerated separately because they're part of the mitzvah that relates to them. If it's Adlakas HaMenorah, Adlakas HaMenorah. If it's menorah, then it's hadlakas haMenorah, shulchan lechem upon him. In the Sefer Leif Samech, al Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's Marich Liyashev, the Rambam. Ayin Sham B'Shorosh Yud Beis. He writes that in Achinami, the kelim are not part of the bayis. But here we're talking about the Shem Mikdash. It's not Ma'akev, it's not part and parcel of the Bayis, but it's still included in the Shem Mikdash. Without the Kalim, it's not called the Mikdash. You're right, it's not Ma'akev in the Binyan HaBayis, but it's still considered part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's chaser b'shem mikdash if you don't have these kelim. That's how the Leif Samech wants to learn. But the revulsion goes either on a different derech, or maybe that's what the Leif Samech meant. We saw the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadi Hei Sif Katan Ches. ואפשר דעשייה סמנורה סיזם מן חסכינוך הוא בדיני המצווה של הדלוקה סמנורה. וכן השולחל מהני מצווס וסידו הולך המפונים ובוודי הנקל מלול מעקם ומקור בסקרבונוס. So it could be that the making of the menorah, that's included in the hadlokas ha-menorah. And the shulchan is siddur lechem upon him. And these kelim are definitely not ma'akev in hakrovas ha-karbanos. And he concludes, the efsh ve'efshir, the mizbeach ha-chitzon shu ikar, the chol ha-karbanos ma'kriven ha-levim came below zain akroi beis ha-mikdash, kikar ha-mikdash la-hakriv karbanos. Aval ha-menorah mizbeach ha-pnimi, o chadome, kol echad me'akelim lo yishlam mavodah miyuchedes. After she makev below avodah zos, while kainu makev a mitzvah, kain nirag v'gam vada yakelim atzrichim avodik amitzrakim v'chadom li after lavor, lavor below him ma'akvim v'imidini hamitzvah zeh poshut. The menachas chinuch is mechalik between the mizbeach hachitzon and the other kelim. The other kelim are external. It can be called a mikdash without the other kelim. And therefore they're not ma'akev. But the mizbeach hachitzon, that's part and parcel of the mikdash. That's included in the mitzvah of asui mikdash. Because he writes, v'efshu the mizbeach hachitzon shu ikar d'chol ar karbanos makriven alef. You're makriv karbanos in the mizbeach hachitzon. That gives it its shem mikdash, and its kavanah is like the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Mitzvah says, "Las is bais l'Hashem muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos." The mitzvah is that the bais should be prepared to be makriv karbanos. So, middle, since the mahus of the bais is to be makriv karbanos. Says the Menachas Chinuch, the Mizbeach HaChitzon is the Iker, because that's where you're makriv all the karbanos. That's the centerpiece, that's the Iker. So the Mizbeach is part of the Mikdash, because without a Mizbeach, it's not shaykh to be makriv karbanos. So it's part of the Mikdash, and it's included in Vasuli Mikdash, Mashen Kein, the other Kalin. But for Medaktik, the Divrei HaRambam, it's safer on mitzvahs. See that he has a different lashon. The Rambam writes, "Who should tivanu live no space of bechira la'avoda bo tia akraba v'avaris eish tamid." In the Hotzav Shapsi Frankel, live no space avoda, not base bechira, base avoda. On which you do the akrava and lighting the eternal fire, constant fire. So based on this, we can understand al derech ha-minchas chinuch. We'll say about all the kelim. All the kelim are shaykh li avodas hamikdash. Both the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach hazav, they're all tzorchei avodah. Because besides karbanos, there's also avodas hadlakas menorah, avodas shel arichas lechem haponim, haktaras haktaras. So all the kelim are part of the mitzvah of binyan beis avodah. It's a bias for all the avodas that answers the sheet of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam writes that you want to live in this base of achira, base of avoda, la avoda boti akrava, the havaras eish tamid. So anything that's included in the avoda is part of the mitzvah of binyan base of achira. Like we saw before in the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to build a mikdash. And anything that's included in the mikdash is not going to be nimna the mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not going to be enumerated as its own mitzvah. So not only is the mizbeach part and parcel of the mikdash, like the Menachos Chinuch writes, because on that you're makriv karbanos, anything that's involving avoda, the menorah, the shulchan, whatever is included in avoda, that's the mitzvah of binyan beis habechira. But the Ramban has a different yisod. The Ramban says, why are we building a beis hamikdash? Because it's menakom memakom menuchas hashchina, the famous Ramban in Parshas Truma. So according to the Rambam, the mikdash is a makom avoda, and according to the Ramban, it's a makom mishkan menuchas hashchina. So lefi shitas haRamban, he has a good kash in the Rambam. He says the kelim, like the menorah and the shulchan, are not part of the bayis; they're not included in the mitzvah of asiyas hamikdash. Because it's a makom menuchas hashchina. So why should the menorah and the shulchan be part of the mitzvah of asiyas hamikdash? But if you hold that the purpose of the beis hamikdash is avoda, it's primarily a makom avoda, so it makes sense what you're using for the avoda is included in the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash, menorah and shulchan. Based on what we explained, the Rambam, we have a chiddush. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira and Halacha Vav that in the mikdash you have seven kelim. The mikdash you have seven kelim: mizbeach la'olah, shaar korbanos, mizbeach l'ktores, menorah, v'shulchan, etc. But the Rambam doesn't mention the Aron. So in the Sefer Torah Hakodesh, he brings in the Medrash Hagadol Parshas Truma. It also doesn't mention the Aron. Rosim bo shiva kelim mizbeach keves lalos bo avikir v'kano lakodesh kadosh imenu mizbeach haktores v'menorah v'shulchan. Aval aron arei leluchos v'menu mekli hamikdash. The aron is included. Why? Because the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam also doesn't mention the aron as part of the kli hamikdash, because the ikar toras hamikdash is a bayis lavoda. And the Aron wasn't part of the Avoda. So only the Kalim that were included in the Binyan in the Avoda are included in the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. But not the Aron. The Aron is separate from the Kalim that constitute the Mikdash, because the Mikdash is a makom of Avoda. So the Shaila is, then how come the Rambam doesn't enumerate the Aron as its own mitzvah? The Aron is not included in the Avoda, and therefore it's not a chelek of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash like the Kelim, so then it should get its own mitzvah. Tzarechim. But Al Kopanim, now we understand the Medrash we started with. Remember the Medrash? It says, why does it say by the Aron Va'asu? And by the other Kelim, it says Ve'asisa Va'asu, is that everybody should have a Chelek in it. But not by the other Kelim. So Bishar Kelim, it's Pasha that everybody's Chayav. Because it's Mitzvah Va'asu Li Mikdash. The Rambam says, but the Aron is included in the Mikdash, according to the Rambam. And therefore, you need a special lima that everybody should have a chelik in the Aron. You can't say it's already included in the rest of the Mikdash. It's a different zach. The rest of the Mikdash are kelim for the avoda, but the Aron isn't a kli for avoda. Therefore, the Medrash has to tell us a special chiddush that people are chayiv and having a chelik in the Aron as well. No, we should all be zochah limud v'lamed lishma v'lasos. The kaim is called Divrei Sama Tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.